This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. In New York, there is a film series dedicated to the biggest movie star in the world. But this is not a Hollywood name. Day to Day's Madeline Brand has a report.
Lincoln Center calls its tribute Amitabh Bachchan, the biggest film star in the world. Maybe that's a bit tongue-in-cheek, because most Americans would say, who? But millions of Indians revere him. Bachchan burst onto the Bollywood scene in the early 1970s, playing a tall, dark, and handsome leading man. Thirty years later, Amitabh Bachchan is still acting. In between, he's been a member of Congress and hosted India's version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I spoke with Bachchan, who is in our New York studios, about why he's considered the biggest film star in the world.
It's probably coming out of an internet survey that was done by BBC some time ago, where they were voting for the most popular star of the millennium. And that's where my name came up above everyone else, and I guess that's where they're coming from.
Oh, above Marlon Brando?
Brando, Laurence Olivier, Charlie Chaplin, Marilyn Monroe. Quite obviously, competition must have centered around a lot of internet users out of India or people of Indian origin.
You're saying it wasn't a fair survey?
Well, it's impossible to consider yourself above all these greats.
But still, you are a huge star in India.
I find that a bit embarrassing, but yes, let's say that I'm in the movie industry in India and have been there for 35 years with a fair amount of success.
A fair amount. You epitomized Bollywood for many years. You were Bollywood.
All actors that get associated with films being made in India or the Hindi film industry do enjoy a certain amount of reputation because of the content of our films and the fact that Indian cinema is perhaps the only form of entertainment in the country. Your association with a particular film generates a kind of interest in the masses, and they just love going to the movies, and you get to be known and idolized and almost worshipped.
You've done more than 150 films. That's extraordinary, just in its own right.
Yeah, for a country that makes about 1,000 films every year, that isn't such a large number. There are many colleagues and friends of mine in the industry who've done many more. I would say that 150 is a fairly conservative figure. But yes, compared to Western standards, that is a large amount.
So what does that mean for your work schedule? What's it like?
Oh, it's horrific. We work every day, round the clock, round the year, and we work on several projects at the same time. So at any given point of time, a popular actor or a busy star would be working on four or five projects at the same time. Hindi cinema or Indian cinema is all-encompassing. The audiences come out to see a movie which is approximately 2.5 to 3 hours long. The leading man must be accomplished at drama, at comedy, at action, at singing and dancing.
And then do you sing your own songs? And
no, we lip sync. We have playback singers. But because music is such an integral part of our stories, every film has music and every film has songs. They all have a huge value in the production of the film. And all stars, they actually lip sync.
Tell us about your trajectory, your history in the movies. You sort of burst onto the scene in the 70s playing this anti-hero, I understand, this sullen, dark, brooding hero that was different from previous heroes in Indian cinema. Tell us how you created that persona and how your screen persona matured over the years.
I actually was not responsible at all for this persona. It was the writer Salim Javed, who wrote a lot of my scripts in the early 70s. The early 70s, politically in the country, were somewhat disturbing. The establishment was being looked upon as a body that was unable to deliver what the common man wanted, and it was felt that since they can't do it, we have to do it ourselves. And that gave rise to this person who would take the law virtually in his hands, almost like a vigilante, sort out problems, come out victorious in the end. And that seemed to create a fair amount of fancy in the eyes of the masses. And I just happened to be, you know, at the right place at the right time.
Sort of like a Dirty Harry character?
Yes, if you are looking for an equivalent.
And so, after the 70s, then how did you change your film persona?
There's never been any concerted effort to change or to do something different. It's just going by the dictates of the people who want to make these movies, producers who wanted to encompass a particular style, writers who wrote mainly for commercial reasons. But having said that, the basic format of our Indian stories in Hindi cinema have more or less remained the same. It's always been the prevalence of good over evil, poetic justice in 3 hours, boy gets girl in the end, there is a baddie who is going to be smashed around in the end, things like that. It's only now, in my later years, and when I'm a lot older, I'm 63 now, that I feel a sense of relief at not having to play the typical Indian hero. Obviously, I can't do that kind of role now anymore. So I get an opportunity to play the baddie sometimes, a negative role, shades of grey, a patriarch of the family, a senior citizen maybe, and therefore get an opportunity to have a lot more character in my roles. And this is, I do feel, one of the most exciting periods of my career.
And you met your wife on the set of a film, right?
That is right.
Is she still a movie star in India?
Yes, she works in a couple of films, but now she's a parliamentarian, so a lot of the time goes in parliament.
Oh, and you also got involved in politics recently.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did, momentarily. It was an emotional decision. Our families have been very close to the Nehru family, the Gandhi family. And when Mrs. Gandhi was assassinated, I just felt that it was the duty of every young man to stand behind Mr. Rajiv Gandhi, who was taking on the mantle of running the country. He asked me to fight an election. Fortunately or unfortunately, I won, landed up in Parliament, but discovered soon enough that I really wasn't qualified for it. I don't know politics, and chose to opt out than to impose my inadequacy on the electorate.
And you returned to filmmaking.
That is right.
Do you have any plans to retire, or will you keep making films?
I hope that I have the health to continue working. I like being in front of the cameras. I like the idea of getting up early in the morning and going to the studios and meeting new people, new directors, younger directors, full of imagination, full of huge amount of drive and intensity, wanting to do something different. I consider myself very fortunate to have lasted for 3 decades. I know it's not going to last forever. I know it can end tomorrow. But so long as there are people who wish to work with me, and so long as I feel excited, which I do, I would like to continue working.
Indian actor Amitabh Bachchan, star of more than 150 movies and the subject of a film tribute at New York's Lincoln Center called Amitabh Bachchan, the Biggest Film Star in the World. I'm Madeline Brand.